Trail Nation.
It's your girl Ash.
It's your boy Smokey, aka Jordan.
And it's your girl Leash. And we are the Benadryl Podcast. Don't
what's
ever.
Up, y'all? What's up?
Okay, so today's topics we will be talking about basically is having kids a need or a want. So let's just talk about first, what is too many kids? Jordan, you start.
Four. It's too many.
Too many?
I want four.
You want too many.
I want four kids.
Three, and that's it. Three's a cutoff. Four is too many. Okay, but first we say it all goes back to your income, what you can afford.
But you don't know now.
But even if you can't afford more than four kids, that's still
it happens.
That's still too many.
This girl talked about she wanted six.
That's max.
You know that girl. You not.
I said that's max. I'm not gonna say that happened, but it's max.
Oh, that's
four
too
is what I want.
Six is too much.
Okay, for me, I'm saying that now, just like oh yeah, kids. But I'm not saying like
when you actually like be around kids a long time.
And I'm also not talking about the finance and none of that. I'm just saying, oh kids, that's fun. Yeah, right.
Oh my god. Gosh. Oh, I'm never.
But
ready.
Four is a good number. It's a perfect
four
number.
Four is a good number. Six is too much.
I just like that's even.
I think two is too many for me.
I feel like
one, if I have one, I'm good. One? If I have one, I'm good. Two,
so what
that's
happens,
a lot.
What happens if your wife says she wants more than two?
We're gonna have to take a...
No, let me tell you.
Wait, I want to hear this.
We're gonna compromise. Either I get two and you can name the kids, or you can get more than two and I get to name all the kids.
What?
No.
That's so evil. Well,
no,
she
first,
doesn't want to name the kid. At least, like, one of them.
I want me naming them.
No.
I don't want more than... If she had twins, we're good.
First, like, for guys, I've heard when the girl has their baby... The guys are the first person to say, all right, I want to have another one. I know it is. A lot of guys do,
they do
that. They do. They're like, I want one. But
that's
when they
wild,
pop them out.
That's wild.
That's wild? How?
Kids are too much. That's
they are.
I love kids.
I work with them all day. So
they do. I think that's...
No,
I'm not going to lie. In the summer, when I work with them a lot, I get annoyed. And I'm like, oh, gosh. Having one around.
Working with 5 to 6 year olds.
But I love kids.
It's
oh,
crazy.
I love it.
But it's crazy.
I love them. It's crazy.
See, to me, 5, 6 is fun. I mean...
They're fun.
No, I'll take it back. 7 and 10 is fun.
That's teenage. They start... I know that's not teenage technically, but they start acting like teenagers at the age of, like, 9.
Okay, I do, like, 4 to 6.
Four to six.
Yeah, the kids I was working with that was, like, 8 to 10, they act like teenagers.
Divas.
And it was crazy. I was like...
The girls are divas.
I'm thinking, like, at least wait till 13.
See, that's why I said I give all respect to middle school teachers. Because they give you kids
they
right
got
when you go through puberty.
I don't know how they do it. Because I wouldn't be able to teach high school students or middle school students.
High school, that'd be 11th grade to 12th grade.
Twelfth grade's not bad. Actually, because they're
chill.
To college, but
or adulthood, yeah.
Yeah, 9th grade?
No. 10th grade? No.
8th grade? No.
Okay, so
the worst is probably 7th grade. That's probably the worst. Because you're not really a little kid.
But then you're trying to go to
That's probably the worst.
So what about baby daddies and baby mamas? How many can you have or how many is too much?
How many is too much?
Yeah.
Let's say three.
So the reason why I say three.
Say three.
Three is too many. Because sometimes maybe you have one, doesn't work out.
Right.
You get a second one. Maybe that works out.
Mm-hmm.
So that may happen. Two baby
dads.
Okay,
two is fine.
Now you're going to three.
It's too much.
I don't want
at this point, like, stop. I mean, you can't control it, but you can't.
I don't want my child to have more than one baby daddy. Like, I want my children to be
together.
Yeah. But if it doesn't,
yes, two is fine.
That's it.
I just
said now, what if you guys marry a person for the third time? Let's say you guys get married three times. And he wants
Let's
kids.
Let's not wish that.
And you already have, like, three kids and he wants kids.
I mean, then it's... you guys didn't have kids, but it's just at that point,
like
it's just... Oh, it's not old, but it's... You want to be with one person. That's the goal.
Yes,
and it's, then if it doesn't work out, because a lot of things doesn't work out in life, and then you go to the next one. But three is just too much.
I think
just
two is done. That's max.
Two is max.
I don't even want to have a baby daddy. Right. You know what I mean?
That's not
the same you baby get what I'm daddy. Saying. But I know what you
yeah,
mean.
Yeah.
But I want it to be like at least.
I don't want a baby father.
If it was two is max, but one is the goal. One. That's all I'm gonna speak into existence. One.
Do y'all believe in like when you have kids too? Just like a little off topic, like godfather. I mean, like god, you know, like god dad,
parents. God, what about them?
Do y'all believe in that?
Godparents?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I have godparents,
godmothers,
godfathers.
So y'all do that your kids too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like your best friends that you like,
close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you don't believe in it?
No, I do.
Oh, you do.
I'm okay. Just saying, some people don't.
Really? I do.
Yeah, some.
I've never seen that.
And they help you out too, like help you out with your kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Cause I remember like hanging on my godfather when we were younger all the time. My dad's best friend.
Yeah.
So I remember like that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Manuel and I we talked years ago, like.
Yeah, and they
each other like kids. Your, we would do that. Yeah.
They're like your auntie.
Do you have like? Is Emmanuel just your best friend, or do you have like more than one to be like, oh, who's gonna be the godfather, the actual godfather?
Best friends? Mm-hmm. No, he's like him and like two others that mm-hmm. are like my best friends. Close friends? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you just gonna have one?
Got would
you
only have for the friends.
Yeah, but yeah. Would you only have like one?
God kid?
Mm-hmm.
No, if you want me to make him a God kid, godfather, I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I mean, and then they just. Ashley, Alicia.
Huh?
Cough, cough. Uncle
Joey. Uncle Joey.
Yeah.
They all. I think all my friends.
I'm gonna make them call you Uncle
Jojo.
Auntie.
Uncle Joe.
Uncle Jojo.
That's what Sonali.
No,
like,
wait. Oh. No, I call him Jordy. So you know they call him Uncle Jordy.
Uncle Jordy.
And that's what my niece when she said, "Oh, she called y'all." She said, "Auntie twins."
Like, aww, that's
so cute. And she kept calling y'all two. Like
she
the
is
two.
The cutest aww, little girl
so
ever.
Cute.
The two. But back to like the baby mama, baby daddy thing. Do you okay? What if you had two baby daddies? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out. Two baby daddies, right? But one of the baby daddies, he basically doesn't want you talking to the other baby daddy.
Well, he
you
don't
can't
have the
tell me that.
He don't have the control.
The reason why I got this, I got this on Maury.
Yeah.
He said, this was funny. He said, I outrank him because I got two kids. He has one.
Please, you don't got that control. I can do whatever.
Who are you
I
talking
want.
To?
We're not married. We not together. Boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
You got a nerve.
You can't control who I want to
talk to.
And that's my biggest problem.
That's true.
Right, you got to. You got to communicate with them.
We got to.
That's why this thing is just too many kids.
People, I don't know how people can do that. Like, they don't absolutely. No, I know how some situation. It depends on the situation because some people really cannot speak to their baby's father and stuff or
how
mother, vice versa. I mean, it happens because if there's a situation where it wasn't supposed to happen like that or.
No, but like, how do you say, okay, I'm going to be with. Like, you have to be with them on weekends.
What if a court situation, like, what if they speak to each other through lawyers or something?
I'm going to be honest, though. Not trying to talk mean. If we don't have a good relationship, like, baby mom, whatever, I'm not talking to her.
Yeah. You don't have to talk to her, but, like, you have to call them up and say, okay, you have her or him for the weekend.
We're going through her parents.
Parents.
Or we're going through the court. Because I don't want to know. Because you see, like, crazy stuff happen all the time.
There is a lot of crazy stuff. That's just sad to say, like, you can't have a relationship with them.
But that's why you're not going to put yourself in that situation.
You don't. That's why you don't.
You got to know who you talking to.
Or you don't mess with people you know that was on the skeptical at first when you had a baby with them. When they was carrying your baby.
Because I know we know people going to crap.
At the age of my age.
People just don't really look into who they talk to or date because
or they don't protect themselves.
Like I gotta look at your background. I gotta look at you who you if you cheated if you who you been with like because I just feel like.
Am I the only one who look at people's public records?
Yes.
No.
Oh, you go to public records, you can look at their criminal history.
Oh, wait, no, I don't know.
Oh,
I just do
like
my research.
I'm eventually do that. I just do my research. I do my research though, because you can't just date anybody. People just out here dating anybody like. Oh my gosh.
Girl, so I do my research. I look at comments.
Find out their address, everything.
Oh, not their address. All right,
he ain't talk about our research. Like, you go through social media.
Yeah, we talk about.
And talking to their friend. He's
oh,
talking
I
about,
do that too.
Oh, you talking
it
about
all.
Public records.
Oh, I sit back here and type in.
I mean, look at their name on Google. What I be doing?
New tab.
Comments. Oh, you.
Oh, you talking to that person?
Oh,
jeez. You still got pictures of that? We went, whoa.
Let me tell you, I'm an investigator. I can do this.
No, people be thinking I'm lying, but I find out a lot of stuff. And I don't, like, me and Alicia,
I can find out everything.
We be finding little stuff. Like,
don't tip me now.
Come on now. Don't tempt me.
Yeah. I'm like a... I'd be searching too. But back to the topic. There's too many people in the world because I feel like there's too many people having kids.
There's a lot of people.
So you feel like the world is overpopulated.
The world's very overpopulated.
It is, but
there's a lot of people.
Like, I believe in, like, I don't remember the name. It was, who was it? This is like a conspiracy theorist person. And he's a, economist. Mm-hmm. And basically he was saying that how the planet, he was an economist. He's basically how the planet is going, with how many people. Because he said, like, our planet was supposed to hold as many people that are currently on this planet. It's going to blow up. Why do you think warming? Think so. Why do you think it's warming?
Oh my god, the end of the world. I can't even think of that.
Why do you think it's global warming? They got glaciers. They have glaciers melting.
I don't think of that. I feel like we have enough world. I just feel like we don't have enough
resources. What did
God
put in the Bible? What did he say when he came back? When he came back the second time, what did God say? He's gonna come back with fire.
I know.
Global warming.
No, but I don't think it's not enough world. I think we have enough world. I just say, like, we're obviously don't have enough to supply for this world and supply the people resources wise.
The reason why I said it's gonna this world is like so overpopulated is gonna destroy the world. Like you said, one, mm-hmm. the resources. You're tearing up the ecosystem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Building homes. You see on Church Road?
Oh my god.
That used to be nothing but country. Yeah. Church Road is crazy. Fairwood, have you ever been over there recently? Mm-hmm. They broke ground. Fairwood's a whole new development. You're building. You know where
I feel so much.
You know where the Milk and Honey is?
Yeah.
Behind
there. There used to be nothing but woods and stuff. They're building a new development.
They've been building a lot of stuff around.
Supposedly the town center where Sears left, they're gonna put apartments there.
They're trying to build a lot of homes because a lot of people need them.
So that's something that's just like, to me, it's just crazy. They're not work. Some areas don't need to be built up.
They don't.
I can understand that. See, parts of Marlboro, they're building that up too. I remember, like, you remember, like, right here, right in the area where I work at, by the library. Mm-hmm. Remember that used to be, nothing but sheep land and all that? That's crazy how it looks now. And then the homes that got over there are ugly. They're all close to each other. Mm-hmm. And they sit on top. That's why I just said it's too much. It's just
I mean, but what can. What? Charles is joining his dad. Like, hey. But, I mean, we can't do anything about it. What, are you going to kick people out? Like, you can't do it.
We
can't. Anything.
We need to do like China. We need to have a strict law. No more than two. I believe in that.
No.
I know the dictator is socialist.
But it's, you can't help it. People just...
If you have more than one,
every day.
I'm gonna be honest though. If you want to have more than two kids, then you can have it, but we're gonna tax your ass.
No,
that would be so really effed up.
Because some people don't even plan.
$100 a month for every kid.
Some people don't even plan to have a kid though. They don't, and it just happens.
Like, so I'm just like, in tax. That's so fucked up. We're not doing
that.
No. Now, so you know you're gonna tell people they can't do it now.
Some, it's not.
And they have to, in order for them to have more than one kid.
Do you want to live? Do you want your kids to live?
Yeah.
Do you want your great grandkids to live?
But it would be taxed.
Do you want your great? Yes, you gotta say the word.
No. I disagree.
You have
to. What you're saying.
You have to save the world now. If not, it's not gonna be no world. Like your grandkids. Think about what. Think about
but they're saying it's, that's not really the problem. Like
that is the problem. They're destroying. It's too many people. Like you said, they're eating. They're drinking. They're destroying the ozone. Cars. More people gonna be driving. More homes, less trees. And you heard about the bees, right? You know, bees help for, like, oxygen and stuff. They're saying the bees are becoming endangered. So if there's no oxygen
I
for
hate bees.
So if there's no bees to help clean up the air and pull up pollen and do all that for trees development and stuff, how are we going to breathe? And they're endangered.
Aside from that, did you guys see this new bee that's coming back from extinction? And he's like the biggest bee ever. And he's it's black.
Uh-huh. Y'all, ever since
he's
I got stung by a bee.
He's huge. I quit. I said, if a bee ever buzzes by me that big.
I was at summer camp 1 year and I got stung by a yellow jacket.
I
got stung by a bee this year when this girl didn't even help the bee. It was on stuff on my shirt. Oh my god, it hurts so bad, y'all.
Do they really die after the stinger?
Yes, they do. They die.
They do. They die because it comes off their butt, the stinger.
They die.
So, like
y'all, when I tell y'all, getting stung hurts so bad.
No, I felt that yellow jack for like a day. It was like on my side.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Can't find
it. Nah, but, So y'all said, so you said, how many kids you said? Two, right?
Two.
I say four is max, and you said four.
I said four.
What if your husbands don't want to comply with that?
Oh, I'm going to be with someone that wants kids. And we're going to have that.
You can be driving a minivan.
Huh? I've been driving a nice car but with a lot of seats.
Yeah.
And that don't have to be a minivan.
You can be driving a minivan or a truck.
A big Jeep. I want a Jeep. So a Wrangler or, you know.
They got a lot of seats in there?
Yeah, it's 2, 4, was it 6 or 4?
I don't know.
Or 6, 3, and 3.
You
hold
said
on.
4 kids.
Because I want a Wrangler or a Rubicon.
4 seats in the back.
No, I think it's 3 and 3. I guess, no, it's 2 in the front.
Oh, and 3 in the back.
Hold on, let me look at it. I don't remember. I didn't look at
that's
the
seat,
but I just know what I...
Now, question for y'all. Do the twins, like, run in y'all family?
No.
Or y'all the first occurrence?
We're, like, the first, right?
Aren't we first? I don't think
we might not be the first, but it doesn't
like
family.
Run in our family.
Because we have like God sister and a God brother that's twins, mm-hmm. but you know they're not.
See, there's like 5 seats. That's
but,
good.
I mean, yeah, I don't know who's gonna have the next twins. Never know.
All right, guys, that's our topic for today.
Yep.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode. We are the Bend the Trail Podcast.
Appreciate
yeah, we are. It. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Links are gonna be below. Yep. Continue to listen to us. Also, share. Please share.
Yes, please share us.
Follow yep. our social medias.
Yep. And we done.
All right.
And we out.
Peace.